And we have a caller, Colin Green, a.k.a. Spike Pit, thanking me for my comments on two of his more recent episodes. Let's hear what Colin has to say.
Hello, Larry. It's Colin here, Spike Pit. Thanks for your messages, mate. That's really good feedback and very thorough of you, even quoting my episode numbers. So, yeah, well, thanks a lot. What I'm going to do is I'll put you on my next episode, or maybe I might spread them out and go into a little more discussion about what you were saying. But, yeah, good to hear from you. And once again, thanks a lot. Take it easy. Catch you later.
Hey, Colin, thanks for calling in. I look forward to your next episode. I finally realized what I am already doing on my blog that is worthy of starting a Patreon. I had a moment of clarity while cleaning and organizing my office. I work from home, so my personal computer and gaming stuff are all in the same place with my work stuff. And I just flat out let things go for too long. I'm not done, but the freedom that comes from less physical clutter has the added benefit of less mental clutter. Way back at the end of January 2017, I did a blog post, Trap Idea, Take One Thing and Expand on It. That was spawned by a post on Reddit that was asking for trap ideas for a kobold-infested dungeon. The first thing I thought of was a trap door that is so fast that it just leaves a puff of smoke and a pile of dust that leads the players to think the individual is disintegrated, and then later the NPC or character will show up either on their own or discovered by the others. I took the idea of a kobold-infested dungeon with traps and ran with it in that blog post, and I came up with all kinds of ideas for how kobolds could leverage a trap-infested dungeon. And after I read an article or other mention of how silver plates and utensils can be used to help fight germs, I wrote another article on my blog, Magic Items, Table Service, and that's about magical dishes that defeat poison. The ideas just kept flowing, and another article spawned from that was more magic dishes, about things other than poison that dishes could do. And another article, more variations on magic items, was something other than standard, like rings, wands, and staves. So my idea for a Patreon is to let patrons both vote on ideas or submit their own so that I can take one thing and expand on it. I can then collect all these ideas into a PDF, and patrons get it for no additional cost, and I can put it up on OBS for non-patrons. So the end result will be a collection of tables and ideas that'll help others with their game prep and help fuel their own creativity. Many of these ideas are not tied to specific RPGs or versions of RPGs, so as long as I'm not mentioning or using rules based on OGL materials, it won't need the OGL or other game license. I think having a monthly poll in the form of creature doing X or everyday item with an RPG twist or other table to meet a need because there either isn't a table or some existing table doesn't quite do what you want. Initially, I'll pull together my existing blog posts that fit this topic and put them into individual PDFs with spelling and grammar cleaned up and some possible additional material. And I'll do the first one as a free download, pay what you want. And that'll give something for potential patrons to see before they commit to a pledge. I'll also discuss the development of my card game, no spoilers, just mentioning the progress and the struggles. And eventually the card game will be on Kickstarter. Of course, after all the ducks are in a row. And I will coordinate my blog, YouTube, and Anchor podcast for the things relating to Patreon. I'll also continue my YouTube series, Roll20 for the Absolute Beginner. And my blog and podcast will continue to cover topics I have in the pipeline and those things I otherwise want to cover in the RPG and gaming realm. A few months ago, I actually laid the groundwork for a Discord channel, G Plus group, and Facebook group for patrons. Since I already researched the requirements for Patreon, I know that it'll take a couple weeks to get all the particulars in order, at least the way I want to do it. I also need to get set up on OBS as a publisher, and that's been a few years since I looked into what that takes, so I'll have to look into that. My thoughts are that the Patreon will be a monthly pledge with sensible tiers, and I've been playing around with various ways of handling tiers, and I don't quite have those the way I want, so I need a little bit of time to get that worked out. And finally, since I want to have something ready to go to offer patrons when the Patreon goes live, I need time to work on that. And of course, all that's juggled around work, chores, and grandpa time. So at the earliest, I could maybe pull this off in 2 weeks, but I want it to be done well. So at the outside, I'd like to have it live by Labor Day. And I also need to factor in getting up and running as a publisher on OBS. I really value what a supportive group of patrons can do with giving feedback and an eye to detail on PDFs that eventually go on OBS. And I've seen that model on other Patreons that I support. I've already got a 7-part checklist for all the things that I have to do to become a publisher on OBS and start a Patreon. Most of these same steps are items on my to-do list to get ready for the eventual Kickstarter of my card game. So eventually, I'll be announcing my Patreon going live. In the meantime, if you've got any thoughts on the matter, talk me out of it, tell me it's a bad idea, etc., go right ahead. If you think it's a good idea, I could use the encouragement. I have all these ideas. I think it's about time I get those in a form people can find, since blogs seem to get a lot less traffic than they used to when I started. I'm going to maintain the blog because it's a central point of contact for all my sites. I already have a domain name that is the name of my blog. You can't ask for better than that. My blog has great search ranking for the topics I discuss. If you type in certain phrases, my blog's usually on the first page of Google. If nothing else, I can leverage this idea of a Patreon to maybe break even. That would be ideal. And pie in the sky would be enough to make a living off of it, but I doubt it. I've got a pretty good job, but I guess if I make enough, I can get out of debt, and then I don't have to have a job like what I've got. That'd be the best of all possible worlds. So dream for some pie in the sky. I know Tim Schwartz was talking on his last podcast that the OSR seems to have transitioned from blogs and then G Plus and people giving away stuff for free to be more of a business. I was listening to that as I was cleaning, so that kind of reinforced my thoughts. I've been thinking about it for several months to actually do a Patreon, so those are my thoughts. That's what I plan to do. Please share your thoughts, and game on.